With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Tomorrow on Fox, it's the first MLB All-Star Game at Dodger Stadium since 1980. Mookie Betts, Manny Machado, and the rest of the National League squad look to end the American League's 8-game win streak in the Midsummer Classic. Your coverage starts tomorrow at 7 Eastern on Fox. All right, according to a recent report, there are, quote, strong beliefs throughout NBA circles that the Lakers' biggest stars are pushing for a deal that would bring Kyrie Irving to L.A. The Spurs and Jazz are amongst teams that have been named in reports that might, maybe, could help facilitate a 3-team trade so the Lakers could move on from Russell Westbrook. He's got a huge contract. Shannon, what's the most likely way for the Lakers to get rid of Russ?
Well, it's going to take a third team to get involved because nobody wants Russell Westbrook straight up, even with the draft picks. It's going to take someone that's looking for a rebuild, Skip, get Russ, buy him out, he moves on somewhere else because they're not going to want him around in their organization. That is my belief. The Lakers want Kyrie. I believe Kyrie still deep down want the Lakers. But it can't happen as long as Russ is on the team. So it's going to take someone else getting involved with this. The Spurs might be interested. But at the end of the day, Skip, it's a bad look. And that's a very humiliating knock to your ego and your legacy. You get bought out $47 million. And the team say, nah, bro, you can't help us. We don't want you to help us. Mm. We want you to go on about your way. But here's a nice parting gift. Mm. I don't know how you get any lower than that, because I'm a firm believer, Skip, the greater the athlete, the greater the ego. And so that is a huge knock to one's ego. And I know to the lay person at home that's watching, oh, fire me for 40. Nah. But when you're dealing with egos, and I'm telling you, you have to be around certain people, and you've been around them enough, Skip, to know the least thing said or the least slight in any way is very upsetting to the greatest of the greats. And so, not saying that Russ is a LeBron James or KD or Jordan, but still, that's a huge knock. You get bought out like that, Skip. You saw, you mean to tip? Well, look, man, your team didn't even make the playoffs last year. What you mean you don't need me? What you mean you don't want me? What you mean you don't want me around? Mm. You mean to tip? I can't help. Nah, we don't want you to help. The best way for you to help us is to take this check and go on about your merry way. Mm. And so, Skip, that's the only way that I see it happening. The Lakers should throw in a first-round pick to move Russ. AD, if AD can remain healthy, that remains to be seen. But I'm going to say he can play, I believe he can play 65, 70 games. LeBron can give you 65, 70. With Kyrie, they are a contender. If they give you those same amount of games with Russell Westbrook, the Lakers are not a contending team. Mm.
Okay. I'm going to restate my position here. I would love to see Kyrie join LeBron in L.A. It would be great for the Lakers. It would be great for the NBA. It would be great for Undisputed. Mm-hmm. It's just good all around. I'm not sure it would be great for the team on the floor, but they'd be way better than they're about to be if you're stuck
yes.
with Russ and LeBron trying to figure it back out and
right.
coexist on the basketball court. Kyrie, LeBron would look forward. They're anxious to reunite and play together. And I think they play very well off each other because they have such high regard for each other's games. Mm-hmm. Russ has no regard for anybody's game except Russ's. He doesn't respect. He is the world. He is the show. He can't see past the end of his nose because he is obsessed with triple-double stats.
Yes.
And if he doesn't get one, he's going to pout.
Right.
So my problem is, I just need you to realistically explain how this is going to work out, because I can't make it work. I try hard to find a pathway, a three-team path that lands Kyrie with LeBron in Los Angeles, because just help me out. Just show me one. Give me one. Show me a team where they're going to say yes to Russ, and then what's going to happen?
They're going to buy him out.
Okay. He has to accept the buyout.
Right. Nobody's going to, unless he has a representative or they speak directly to Russ to let him know their plans. This is our plans. We're going to trade for you. We're only willing to trade if you're willing to accept the buyout.
Okay. It's why when Russ opted in a couple of weeks back at the deadline, I said it's the biggest duh in the history of opt-ins, because he's going to opt out. Well, he can't. Nobody wants him.
Right.
So he could have become a free agent, right? Good luck with that. You got $47 million sitting on the table with the team you grew up living and dying for in L.A. Take it. So he opted in for $47 million,
right? Yeah, where else would he go get $47 million?
That's what I'm saying.
He'd be lucky to get $47.
Okay, but he's still thinking, I'm Russell Westbrook. Don't you remember? I'm Russell Westbrook. No.
The NBA doesn't.
That's why he and his agent are no longer together. Because his agent is telling him, hey, this is a no-brainer, man.
Correct.
You got a new coach who's trying to put his arm around you. He's publicly supporting you.
Right.
He's taking you to dinner maybe a couple of times.
Yep.
You're going to be his starting point guard. Mm-hmm. And it's right back to business. And maybe if your team's healthy, you're going to have a much better year. You got to stick it out in L.A. Well, Russ is saying, no, I'm a valuable commodity. I want to hit the market. I want to be traded somewhere else. Well, it'd be your fourth trade in 4 years. So the market's starting to tell you, well, you got a problem, man.
Well, sometimes, right? Skip, sometimes value is only with you. You believe you have something of value and nobody else does. So how valuable is it? Okay. Are you going to pay yourself $47 million?
If right now we could have Russ right here and put him on a lie detector, he would say that some contender would go out of its way to acquire him right now.
And he'd be out of his mind.
Okay, but again, you want to talk about delusion?
Yes.
He is it.
Yes.
He is the epitome of delusion right now. So now that's what you're dealing with. So clearly, he doesn't have a representative, but they're going to line up for him. I can tell you that.
There ain't going to be nobody, Skip. What you mean line up?
Line up to represent
him. It ain't no more max contracts.
Okay.
You're going to be getting minimum. I granted, but
young
minimum.
Agents, they'll line up.
Of course. Yeah. But I'm just saying, Skip, Russ is not getting another max contract.
No.
Those $20 million, $30 million, $40 million, and now you see where they're going. They're going to be 60. Dame got a contract that's going to pay him $61, $62 million for a year. For 2 years, he is not going to get one of those. But you're right. Somebody will line up, hey, if I'm getting 5% of $6 million, that's still a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know if they can get that much, but
They might get minimum? What's 5 million, mid-level exception, 6.3 million, something like that?
But I don't know if you can get 5% of that, but whatever.
Hey,
if you're trying to win his services, you know.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, you do realize, Russ, I'm going to have to work magic to get you on a team somewhere.
Okay, because Russ is going to make it clear to whatever team acquires him, there is no way I'm going to accept a buyout.
Well, he's going to be on the Lakers.
You're going to be on the hook for $47 million. And I still say that Jeannie Buss, the proud woman that she is going to say, crud, I just can't stomach giving away my future for LeBron's near present. It's a shelf life presence of what? Is he going to be here 2 more years or 3 more? I don't know, but we're talking about draft picks and what'd you say, 27 and 29? Well, somebody like Spurs, Utah, and Utah only works if Donovan Mitchell is gone and they kind of go back to square one.
Right.
That they say we're in a rebuild.
Right.
So they have to give up next year. It feels like the Spurs, I hate to use rebuild, but they're obviously, they gave up DeJounte Murray.
But they did play Keldon Johnson. They just gave him.
They paid him.
That's a
clutch. That surprised me a little bit. And he was a clutch. I agree. But are they going to be any good next year? I don't think so.
No.
Would they actually play Russell Westbrook?
No. They're going
to
buy him out.
Just to distract their fandom?
Skip, I believe every team would buy him out. If Utah traded for him, they buy him out. Spurs, buy him out.
But they want Genie's future.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Because they're all stockpiling. I think Oklahoma City would be interested here, and that would be the only place, because Sam Presti still loves him because he made Sam Presti's reputation.
But Skip, you want him around Giddy. You want him around Shai Gilgeous. You want him around Chet Holmgren. You want him around Lou Dort. That's Skip, that is a very, very young team. Do you want somebody that's...
Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City, and he had the ability. He was a free agent, but
yes.
He left by his own volition because he thought Sam Presti favored Russell Westbrook over him. Well, does Sam still favor Russell Westbrook enough to say, I want him teaching my young players how to do it?
Teaching them what?
I don't know, because we saw nothing but nightmare last year.
No.
We saw daily Westbrook blooper reels that we put clown music underneath. That's how bad it got. It was a horror show. I've never seen anything like it before. I've never seen hands any worse. I've never seen any worse three-point shooting. Westbrooking from the free throw line. I've just never seen anything like it. The turnovers.
Skip, I just don't know if Jeannie has much of a choice, given you've invested so much and already. You gave up a lot to get Anthony Davis, young quality players, first-round picks, pick swaps. You have LeBron James. LeBron James, year 20, I think he probably has, in this spot, year, 2 years, maybe he can push it out to 3 years. But I'm not looking at no 2027. Because even if he pushes it out 2 years, Skip, that's 2024.
Okay, I got it. That's what Jeannie is trying to fight through right now. Okay, so you're saying two or three more years with LeBron at max.
Yeah.
And she's saying, wait a second. Do we really want Kyrie Irving, who says, I don't need a coach, who didn't show up for the Drew League,
right,
who basically quit on his team last year a couple of times? Do we really want him? Is he worth me giving away what's left of my future for this present with LeBron?
Because I don't believe the draft pick that you could possibly get. Now, it could be. I mean, you could be pretty bad, and you know, those picks might be worth something.
That might be.
There might be a guy that's going to be 7 foot tall or 6'8", and he might be the next Steph or LeBron or KD.
It might.
But are you willing to roll the dice and wait? I don't know if Laker Nation got that kind of patience to wait till 2027.
I don't either. Shannon, the harder I look at this, the more I think you're stuck with Russ.
Oh, we stuck. Here. As long as Russ is unwilling to agree to a buyout, we're going to be stuck. We stuck.
So, again, a buyout would be like 50 cents on the dollar or 25 cents on the dollar?
Well, didn't John Wall was about to make the same thing as Russ, $47 million. He got $41 million, and he got $13 from – that's pretty good.
Okay, that's a pretty good buyout.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Will somebody do that for Russ?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't see it. You're wishing and hoping.
It is a never-ending soap opera.
I will lie, I am.
We will certainly continue to monitor it. All right, gentlemen, I can't wait for you two to jump into this next topic. Is Kevin Durant better than LeBron?
Seriously?
Skip and Shannon
will
fight over that one when we come back. Get ready.
No mercy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Athletic is ranking the top 125 NBA players in different tiers. KD considered one of the four best players in the league, while LeBron is considered the seventh or eighth best, at least according to the Athletic's tiered rankings. Shannon, is KD better at age 33 than your guy LeBron at age 37?
Yeah, shooting jump shots. That's it.
Well, that's a big part of basketball.
No, scoring is a big part of basketball. Because LeBron scored more points, had a high field goal percentage, averaged more rebounds, more block shots, more steals. LeBron James had his third lowest assist total of his career. Kevin Durant had his highest of his career, and he beat him by a tick.
He beat him.
But here's the thing. This is where LeBron should be no question. Leadership. Leadership, Skip Bayless tell me, is one of the most important things in team sports. Leadership. When has Kevin Durant ever been thought of as a leader? As a matter of fact, he run from the leadership position. He would prefer to be in Golden State where someone else can take all the blows. He didn't want to be the leader in Brooklyn. See, every time I turn around, we come out here, we talk. LeBron wanted Russ. LeBron and AD. How is that any different than KD hitching his wagon to Kyrie and pairing with him in Brooklyn? I just want somebody to tell me how is it different. It isn't different. Different. Everything that has transpired is hard for me to be, because this is what Kevin Durant don't want to be, leader. Because, see, the leaders, organizations run things by you. Mm. Kevin Durant gets to hide behind, I ain't a leader. They didn't tell me anything. They hired Steve Nash without me knowing. They made the trade for James Harden. I knew nothing about that until I saw James. And I'm like, James, what you doing here? Yeah, man, they traded for me. That's what Kevin Durant would have you to believe. LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, the Patty Mills. Well, Kevin Durant is not in a leadership position. He's not the leader. He knew nothing about that. Kevin Durant gave them his blessing on every move that the Brooklyn Nets made. And you know that. Mm. So with that being said, as the leader, the unquestioned leader, LeBron James is going to 10 finals. He's won 4 finals MVP. He's won 4 finals. Kevin Durant, as the unquestioned leader, has done what? Mm. Nothing. When he went to a team that had a hierarchy already established, he played well. Not to say he didn't deserve those finals MVP. He did. He's a great player. But this notion that Kevin Durant is far superior, how? On what metric are you using?
Well, it's not far superior. He's just superior.
How?
On what? In the top tier, except
But here's the
B
thing.
B versus C.
But what metric?
It's A versus C, actually.
Let's see. Game 1 against the Boston Celtics, he scored 2 points in the final 8 minutes. He missed a shot with 15 seconds, and then he lost track of Jason Tatum. That's what your guy did. In Game 2, he was 4 of 17. In Game 3, he only took 11 shots. In Game 4, he was 3 of 13. That's reminiscent of what he was in Games 5 and 6 of the Western Conference Finals the year he got tracked down from 3-1. He was 10 of 31, 12 of 31. Now he's 13 of 31. The rest of the team shot 56% from the floor. Did you realize that Kevin Durant shot 35% in the fourth quarter? Mm. That's the guy that everybody is saying now is better than LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Even if you just throw stats, because the stats are very comparable. LeBron, like I said, LeBron averaged, I think, one more rebound. They were like a tick apart in assists. The leadership alone should have LeBron James ranked higher than Kevin Durant. Just leadership alone. Forget anything else. Forget points, rebound, assists, steals, block shot. Just in leadership should have LeBron ahead of Kevin Durant. Mm. I'm taking LeBron over Kevin Durant in year 20.
And you are flat out dead wrong about this. Kevin Durant is clearly, at this point, 4 years younger than LeBron, 33 versus 37. Kevin Durant is the better player, and he's been the better player for quite some time. And I remind you, LeBron's team went 33-49 last year. They weren't even in the playoffs to embarrass themselves. They missed the play-in tournament. Yeah. And let's just go back briefly, shall we, to 1 year ago about this time. Kevin Durant was leading. I use that as the operative word. I underlined it 3 times. He was leading our U.S. Olympic team to the gold medal by averaging 21 points a game for the gold medal team. Next on the list, we have to go down to 15 for Jason Tatum, and then we go down to 12 for Drew Holiday and 11 for Damian Lillard. Every time that team got in trouble, they all looked to Kevin, who leads by example on the court. He leads by performance, and they would all have told you when it was over, he was the MVP, and we followed him on the court, because every time it started to go south, because as Shannon Sharp had predicted, the world has caught up to Team USA in overall ability. They had NBA players too. Kevin Durant took those games over every fourth quarter. I was just mesmerized by it. I would sit back and say, God, and it went down to the gold medal game at the end. Your man Damian Lillard got to the free throw line to clinch the game, and he went clang and clang. And Kevin went down to the other end the next time they had the basketball and said, just toss it into me so I can get fouled. I will march to the other end and I'll go swish, swish, and this game will be over, because he is a closer. He is a 91% free throw shooter. That's what he shot this past season. 91%. That was a career high. Eat your heart out, LeBron. LeBron never even, like, imagined shooting 9.
But they both average 30. Never, but you keep saying Kevin Durant led by example. Mm-hmm. What is he leading by example? Mm. You're singing the Tracy Chapman song, You Got a Fast Car? Mm. They got a ticket to anywhere?
Mm. Well, all I know is that that team in Golden State had to go get him to lead them.
He had to go.
LeBron.
He went.
Lead them.
He
past
went.
LeBron to back-to-back finals MVPs. He led them to two straight championships in 17 and 18. He made and saved Steph's legacy. He wrecked LeBron's legacy.
Can I ask you a question, Skip?
That's called leadership by performance.
Can I ask you a question? Okay, you said the Golden State Warriors would not have beaten LeBron James without Kevin Durant. Would Kevin Durant had won two NBA finals without the Golden State Warriors?
Well, they couldn't beat LeBron. They blew a 3-1 lead. That's all I know. They needed a nuclear weapon.
You remember, Kevin Durant couldn't beat LeBron either when he was in OKC. So where could Kevin Durant have gone that he could have done what he did with Golden State? The problem that I have, I got no problem with him going there. But everybody wants to make it one-sided. Like, Kevin Durant reaped no benefits from going to play with this team that had an already established culture. Okay, he goes to the Brooklyn Nets. They have no established culture. He's supposed to go there and establish it. Mm. And what did he do? He's on a rocket out of town.
Mm. How did Steph look to you in games 5, 6, and 7 of the 2016 finals?
Like Kevin Durant did in the Western Conference Finals?
Mm.
That's
not true. Yeah. Kevin Durant looked pretty good.
He shot 10 of 30. He shot 10 of 31. Mm. He shot 12 of 31. Mm. Go look at it. Mm. Go look at the tape.
No, go look at Steph's numbers. They're way worse than that. They're horrendous.
At home. You're at home. Skip, at least LeBron, Steph Curry can say, man, in game 5, I had two guys had the double barrel coming at me. Mm. I got Kyrie got 41. I got LeBron goes and get 41. Kevin Durant, he stuck it up. Mm. He stuck it up. Something must have been wrong with his stomach because, everywhere.
So if Kevin Durant had played more games this past regular season, he would have run away with MVP because he averaged 37-6. And as I told you, it was 38% from 3 and 91% from the free throw line. It was a tour de force.
You make it seem like he shot. Hold on.
Kyrie was quitting on every other week.
Oh, not Kyrie.
Well,
he had James.
He told me they're sick and tired of his bull jive.
It looked like what you call him. Brooklyn took it to Kevin Durant bull jive too. But anyway, that's not all. I'm saying is he did have James Harden. James Harden was averaging 22, 10, and 8.
James Harden wanted out.
Why? Why wouldn't somebody want to? Now see, if when somebody wants out with LeBron James, you owe LeBron. He can't play with LeBron. James Harden did not want to play with Kevin Durant.
Did not want to play with Kyrie.
Kyrie wasn't there.
Kyrie was the leader of the team.
No. Whoa. I thought Kevin Durant was a leader.
No, I told you all along. Kevin decided to go to Brooklyn just because his best friend Kyrie said, let's go to Brooklyn. I'll go to Brooklyn.
Okay, so isn't that the equivalent of LeBron James wanting Russell Westbrook, you hitching your wagon, you pairing up with Kyrie Irving?
Mm-mm. I mean, he just wanted to go with Kyrie.
Okay, LeBron,
Kyrie.
LeBron just wanted to play with Russ.
Okay.
He just wanted to play with Russ.
Was
that a mistake? Him teaming up with Kyrie, was that a mistake?
Who's the better player, Westbrook or Kyrie?
Whoa. Skip.
I mean, this is a stain on LeBron's goatness.
So is it not a stain on Kevin Durant that he chose to pair with Kyrie and now he wants out with 4 years left on his contract, that he's run off and running again? Hell, I thought he was Fred Curley for a second the way he's sprinting up out of Brooklyn.
Kyrie went haywire. He went.
Kyrie ain't do nothing.
Yep.
Kyrie is the exact same Kyrie he's been when the last final years in Cleveland, what he's been in Boston. So Kevin Durant, if that's your boy, you know him. Mm. You don't know your boy?
Mm. All I know is I saw 15 games played by the Lakers last year in which LeBron was healthy and he should have closed them and he couldn't.
I saw that.
Because he doesn't have the closer gene.
Hold on.
He doesn't. Kevin's got the closer gene.
I can't tell. Mm. I can't tell. Well, show me. Mm. Show me in Brooklyn. I don't want you to show me with Golden State when you got Steph, Clay, and Draymond. That don't tell me jack. I need you to show me in Brooklyn.
Who was the best player in the playoffs 2 years ago? It was
Giannis.
Kevin Bleepin.
Giannis.
No, Kevin Bleepin.
Giannis.
He took over that series against Milwaukee. They had him on the ropes. He had two virtuoso masterpieces all time.
Giannis,
put up on the mantle.
Giannis was Ali in him.
No,
he roped over. No, Kevin throwing him haymakers, 47, 18, and 9. And Giannis just doing this all on him. And then caught him with an uppercut.
49 in game 5 and then 48 in game 7, including the toenail on the line shot that was one of the great clutch shots I've ever seen. It was a closer shot against the team on its way to winning it all. And if it goes in and counts as a 3, you're cooked.
Guess what?
Sorry.
What? Guess what?
There it is.
And we went shopping.
Great clutch.
And they said, you know what?
toenail. There's a toenail.
Whoa.
I can't even see it.
Hold on.
I can't even
you know what,
see
Skip?
It.
Had you, you know what?
Toenail.
Had,
and he ripped it clean.
Had
game
had,
over. I said, it's over. He did it again.
Had they been down by three. Woo. Had they been down by three,
ooh,
and that's a two-point shot, and you lose, I would give it to you. Okay, now you go to overtime. You're at home. You got Kevin Durant, the best closer in the game. Now I want you to
was
read
out. Kyrie there?
Whoa, what the hell? Now you want Kyrie.
Out.
Now you want Kyrie.
What did you
now
say about James
want Kyrie.
The next day? Oh, he's a shell of himself.
This man, hold on. This man just spent the last 3 minutes beating Kyrie in the dirt with a hammer. Mm-hmm. Now in overtime.
He's playing solo. Even Shannon Sharp came in the next day and said, it's one on five.
I just want,
it was one on five. Just, he hit the wall. Just the way LeBron hit the wall in game four of the 2015 finals at home. He ran out of gas.
Skip, I just want you to do
ran
me this.
Out of
just
gas.
Do me this solid. You just spent 3 minutes beating Kyrie down. Now, all of a sudden.
You don't even have him on the floor?
Kevin, no. He didn't have him on the floor when he gave you those virtuosos. Mm. I didn't hear you mention Kyrie. Now, all of a sudden, when he hit that shot when his toe was on the line, you didn't mention Kyrie. Okay, now we're in overtime.
He ran out of gas.
What kind of gas?
He ran out of gas, just like LeBron did in game four at home in 2015.
Skip, gas wasn't
ran
that
out of gas.
Skip, back
LeBron
then, gas
shot
wasn't
7
He should have filled up. I don't know what he was. I mean, what gas wasn't $8 a gallon like it is like he comes.
He took one shot for all the marbles. And if there's not a toenail on the line, guess who's going to go win the NBA championship? Kevin Durant.
Guess what happened?
Yep.
I remember in game one of the 2018 finals.
Mm.
And LeBron had 51-8-8. You told me that LeBron James moped in overtime.
Well,
you
did.
Didn't make excuses.
He wouldn't even take a shot.
Kevin Durant quit on his team.
Well, he didn't mope. He was just done.
Why was he done?
Dragging
that's Kevin bleeping Durant.
No, ran out of gas.
Well, how you run out of gas?
105. He's going up against the eventual NBA Finals champs.
I thought Kevin Durant run with electric. I thought he had plenty of energy.
That's what I thought about RoboCop.
Look at this. Mm. What happened? Mm. LeBron James has been, always will be.
Really?
Just on the leadership intangible alone.
LeBron had Golden State down 2-1 with no bleeping Kevin Durant in there.
Skip, y'all had Golden State. Y'all had Milwaukee down 2-0. Held him down 2-0, and Giannis walked him.
Mm.
Now, go look at the stats with Giannis and Kevin Durant over the last couple of years head-to-head, and you tell me who the better player is.
Mm.
Greek freak.
LeBron
guys,
got outplayed by
guys, we're out of
Iggy?
Time. I got to jump in here.
Don't do that.
I know you could go all morning
don't
on this, yeah. But we're going to have to leave this one here.
No mercy.